Nadar and Perak Yud Mishnah Dalad Zecher Nishmas the Urdvar Ba Shlomo, continuing on the subject of the Na'arohama Orasa, who makes a neder, and then there's a father and a husband who both have to be due Hafaras Nadarim. There are Talmidei Chachamim, the way of Talmidei Chachamim, and this is used as an example that everybody should consider doing this, Achelo Haisavito Yotza Me'etzlo, as long as his daughter had not left his Rishus, so before she had Nisuin, before she was fully married and Nadarim are out of his control, anything made in the Erisin, he has a partial revocation responsibility if he chooses to exercise it. So, Achelo Haisavito Yotza Me'etzlo, before she's left his Rishus, Omer Lo, he would say to her, Kol Nadarim Shenadart Besoch Beisi, all Nadarim which you have made while you were in my house, Harehein Mufarim, all of them are revoked. It was a general formula for all Nadarim to be included, not some specific ones of which he was aware. So, even if he's not aware of them, he can revoke them this way. B'chein ha-ba'al. And the husband also, achelo tikanes l'reshuso, before she came into his complete reshus by having the su'in and being under the chuppah, while there is still erusin, Omer La, he would say to her, kol nadarim shenadart achelo tikanes l'reshusi, all nadarim which you made prior to you came under my entire reshus, harehen mufarim, they are revoked as well. So the father and the husband would make this declaration that all Nadarim which she made is going to be Hafaras Nadarim, is going to be revoked. And that way, they took care of all of the Nadarim. And according to most of the Rishonim, this means whether they knew about them or not, they revoked them anyway. Because once she does come into his authority and they're fully married, he has no jurisdiction over Nadarim she made prior to the Nisuin. So he has to make this declaration while it's still Erusin, before Nisuin. Once it's Nisuin, he can only affect the Nadarim that come Mikan Ulahaba going on further. Mishnah Hey. A girl who gets Erusin has 12 months to prepare for the marriage. She can prepare jewelry and clothes, and this applies to a girl who became a ma'uras, became a ma'urasa, became erisin before she reached adulthood. If she reached adulthood before the erisin, then she gets 12 months not from the day of the erisin, but 12 months from the day she became a bogaras. If she gets betrothed more than a year after becoming a bogaras, she gets 30 days before completing the marriage. A bogaris, the idea is that she's more concerned with marriage, she's thinking about marriage, she's been reading Brides Magazine, so she's already prepared and she's ready to go. Similarly, an almana, a widow, also gets 30 days. So a na'ara gets 12 months. A girl who just became a bogaris gets a year from her bagrus until the nisuin. And if she's older than that or a widow, then she gets a month. If the husband goes past that time, then he's chayef to provide her with mizonos and support. And now we're going to see whether all of that support requirements and all these time deadlines have anything to do with hafaras nadarim. Bogeres, an adulthood, a girl who reaches adulthood, so her father has no rishus over her vows anymore. Sheshasa shneimasar chodesh, and she had waited 12 months to have nisuin, and the husband never showed up. And the 12-month period ended, and he didn't get married to her yet. So now he's responsible to support her until he finally gets to the wedding. Or the almana shloshim yom, or an almana who has 30 days, and the 30-day deadline has passed and he still hasn't put a ring on it. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, ho'elu v'alo chayev b'mizonos seha yofer. Once he is now responsible for her mizonos, for sustaining her, for her support, then he gets the rishus that any married husband gets of being mafir neder. So he can revoke her nadarim, even though they never got past Erusin and didn't get to the chuppah. He can do it by himself. The Chachamim Omrim ain't haba'al mefer. But the Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say no, a husband is not allowed to revoke the nadarim. Just because he has to support her, he does not have the rishus to revoke nadarim, asha tikanas rishuso, till she fully enters his rishus after the chuppah when nisuin takes place. So the Gemara says, once she's given over, as we mentioned a few Mishnahs ago, to the shluchim of the husband, who's going to take her to the chuppah, she has left her father's jurisdiction. But then there's a question in many of the poskim, did she enter the husband's jurisdiction? The chuppah didn't happen yet. Let's say it's a two-month journey. During those 2 months, can he be mefer neder? So one opinion says yes. One opinion says no. She hasn't entered the rishus. A third opinion is that once she does finish Nisuin, then he can revoke all the prior ones if he chooses to do it. But the halacha does follow the Chachamim that until Nisuin is complete, the husband does not have Rishus on his own to be Mefer Neder.